My name is Siddharthan Chandran. I'm a neurologist here in Edinburgh. Before I go on, can you hear me at the back? Yeah. So, as I said, I'm a neurologist here in Edinburgh and a researcher. Before I go any further, I've just been prompted to remind everybody to switch off any mobile phones that you might have. It's always worth saying. So it's a real pleasure for me to stand here and to introduce and welcome all of you, but particularly on behalf of the organisers of today, which is the Edinburgh branch of Parkinson's UK, the Scottish Centre for Regenerative Medicine, and the Lothian Advisory Group for Parkinson's Disease, to today's talk, which is by Professor Roger Barker. Roger and I go back a long way. I think it's at least 15 years, if not longer, dating back to when I first went to Cambridge. So I really have known Roger for a very long time. And Roger's formal titles, which is generally how people begin introductions, I'm going to give you some edited highlights because we'd be here all night if I went through all his positions. But Roger is the Professor of Neurology in Cambridge. He's, I think, also the Deputy Director of the Cambridge Centre for Brain Repair. He's a Chief Editor of the Journal of Neurology. He's the lead investigator for a major study, which he'll tell you about, no doubt, which is a European-wide study. He sits on numerous panels, one of which is, I believe, the Parkinson's UK research panel. I'm looking at the chief executive to confirm that. Each of those achievements, singly, would be an achievement, but to have done all of those and more is outstanding. And whilst that is impressive, I think just simply reading a list of titles or going into his bibliography doesn't really do Roger justice and only tells half the story. Because one of the things that I think singles Roger out as unusual and even rare is that here is an academic clinical scientist who's very much at the top of his game. He really is. And which is terrific for all of us because he has brought his formidable intellectual talents and his drive and his ability to motivate people to bear on a fundamental problem, which is of great relevance to all of us, which is really how through research can you improve patients' lives? How can you improve patients' lives of patients who are living and suffering with Parkinson's disease? It's a huge ask. And I think we're very fortunate that somebody like Roger in the last 30 years, and he's looking at him, he looks in pretty good nick, he's got at least 20 more years to go, has chosen as his sort of life's effort this disease. Because in order to solve the problem of Parkinson's disease and its related neurodegenerative diseases, to deliver something meaningful for patients, I mean, patients want treatments. They want treatments that will ideally slow the disease, ultimately stop it, and the home run would be to repair and restore function that's been lost. Now, that's a big ask. But slowing the disease, I think, is achievable, and it's achievable in part because of the sort of work that Roger will speak to. And what that really requires are experts in the discovery end of research as well as the delivery end of research. And delivery we might think of as clinical trials. And Roger, I think, is unusual because he has made and continues to make important contributions to every point of that journey between discovery and delivery, between the bench and the bed. I won't go through all of them, but I can think immediately of highlights in terms of his basic work on animal models of Parkinson's disease, some important discoveries where he's used cellular-based systems, though he doesn't really speak much of that, but I think he's made and continues to make important work findings there. He's organized and studied patients very well, and that reflects to his brilliant empathy with patients and his willingness to listen and learn from patients as well as help patients. And that sort of bidirectionality of Roger's work will, I think, come through and shine. The other area where he is a pioneer is in how do you test new discoveries? How do you test potential drugs that might do something useful? And that requires a whole different mindset in terms of trial design. And without question, he's one of the world's pioneers, if not the leader in this field, and has a huge role in the next 10 years and 20 years in bringing to the clinic, and therefore ultimately to all the GP practices, new treatments. Now, as if those aren't big enough achievements, I would argue that in time, perhaps Roger's longest and most enduring legacy will be his influence he's had on researchers, students, and patients. He's done an awful lot of teaching and communication and public engagement, and that's often not done very well. And in Roger's case, I think it's done at an outstanding level. There are many measures of his success, one of which I just looked up before I came here. I know he's prodigious and prolific when it comes to writing, but looking at Amazon, I think there are 5 books authored by Roger at the last count. All of them are educational, and importantly, one is about the disease written for patients, which again speaks to his range. So here we have somebody, and I think we're very fortunate to have somebody who continues to make fundamental contributions to the discovery of Parkinson's disease, i.e. what is it, what causes it, what drives it, identifying new approaches to treating it, identifying new methods for trialing and testing treatments, as well as inspiring legions of researchers, and I would include myself in that group. So I won't go on. You didn't come to hear me, you came here to hear Roger. So Roger, it's a very great pleasure to welcome you here on behalf of us all to Edinburgh. Thank you very much.